Blog Talk Radio.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. Come on. Yeah. Let's go. Hey, what's up, everybody? If it is Friday, 4 o'clock in the p.m., then you know damn well it's time for 30JK of a Blog Talk Radio. I am Jason Kelly. That's right, sure. And yes, I have some awesome guests ready to rock the house with me right here at 347-857-2210. Or online at blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life, JKFX, the number 4, L-I-F-E, all capital, all one word, you, but the word, and you know that word. Let's go old school rolling, y'all. Thank you so much. And thank you, Bumper Morgan, for that wonderful welcome. That's our announcer right there, Bumper Morgan, y'all. Give it up. Yeah. Give it up if you love Friday. Give it up if you love the weekend. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, do we have a very special treat for you. All right, everybody calm down. Calm down. Everybody calm down. Because we have, ladies and gentlemen, you just won't believe who just came in here. All the way from Old Beautiful Florida. I've had him on my show countless times. I think we're ready to go with this right here. He's the host of his flagship signature show on Ustream, as well as the Queens New Yorker on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, please give it up one more time for the uber snazzy and jazzy Mr. Jason D'Antonio!
Thank you very much. What a great week. I'm impressed, man.
listen, it amazes me to Kenny L how everybody in 30JK Nation just loves them some you. Wow.
Oh, I'm just honored and privileged of the amount of applause that I don't even get that much applause in my own shows, let alone anybody else, you know? Wow. I'm just amazed.
Hey,
you always have the best audiences, Jake.
Hey, what more can I say, man? Hey, they read my Facebook page a lot. They need to know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know who's going to be on.
Well,
we have a very special surprise for you. But while we're waiting here, I want you to talk to us about what you've got going on in your life right now, right here, right now.
Well, as many of you probably know or don't know, I'm engaged to my fiance of 33 months, but we've only been engaged a short amount of time since April. So you figure 3 months in the engagement, 33 months altogether. And we officially started off the seventh season of the Jason DeCanio Show this morning, as your gracious host of this show was on my show this morning with the three strikes award and ticked off, and he will be on again tonight at 9:30 to give yet another three strikes award and so on and so forth. So.
Oh, yeah. You know it's automatic with you, baby. Anytime
that's
you
right.
want,
and
man,
I am,
it's on.
Oh, yeah. And I am actually in the studios right now talking to you, not getting ready for the show at 7 o'clock, just playing some Bejeweled here, waiting to come on. But I will, as soon as the show is finished, be setting up for the second show of the new season.
Well, let me say, first of all, congratulations to you and Stephanie Breon for that wonderful, wonderful bliss. That lasts that long, man, I mean, more power to you.
We just take it one day at a time, Senor Kelly. That's all we do. We pretty much, even through the bad times and the worst times, it's like being like a married couple, even though we haven't tied the knot officially. But the ring and the commitment and everything that we have promised to each other have been there, and we just go with the flow. We leave it in God's hands. That's all that matters, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay, that'll really work. So, diecast day, it better work
because I don't. Yes, diecast day.
Right.
What do you want to know about it?
Tell 30JK Nation.
It's a staple on YouTube.
Yeah, tell 30JK Nation all about it. What is diecast days, and why should they listen to it?
Well, I mean, if you're a big fan of Hot Wheels or Matchbox cars and you've collected them in your youth or are still collecting them today in your adulthood, I basically talk about the history of it, and just go to other websites and see what everybody has to say about their collection. And when in doubt, I try to kind of reminisce with it by sharing my own experiences with my own collection. Because I have a collection of well over 100 to 200 not Hot Wheels, but Matchbox cars, but anything die-cast, I'm just a big fan of it, and I always wanted to talk about it. So I made a YouTube channel called Die-Cast Days, and with the help of some good friends, they made some logos and some wallpaper, and it's up on YouTube now with three episodes there. Actually, it's got about five episodes, if I'm not mistaken.
But it needs
a little more support. Yes. Well, I hope your fan base out there comes out and checks it out. I'll send you guys got the links, and there's also a group page that you can go to. Every one of my my venues has a group page. So if you're friends with me on Facebook, you're automatically involved into the group.
And you heard it right here first on 30JK. It's Jason DeCanio, Jason Kelly, and you. And again, if you want to join in on the conversation, join in. Call in, log in, 347-857-2310. That's area code 347-857-2310. Or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life. JKFX, the number 4, LIFE, all capital, all one word. You spread the word, and you know that word, baby. Mm-hmm. All right, Queens, New Yorker, what about it?
Yes. Well, we're going into the third season starting next Friday. And the reason why I'm starting a little bit late is unfortunately, I lost my post-editor, Chris Kennedy. So now I'm looking for a post-editor to hopefully that we can do the shows again live via video and webcam instead. Now, until that happens, I'm going to have to do audio broadcasts. But the nice thing about it is YouTube has a new live stream as part of your channels that they're beta testing, and I've already checked it out, did a test run, and it might work. So you'll still see me on the video, but it's going to pretty much be live. And so if there are mistakes or inaccuracies or anything of that sort, unfortunately, I can't edit anything. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to use openings from previous shows to do that. But I think for what it is, that we can still have a good half hour together reminiscing about the borough of Queens. And for all those who are not from the area, this would be a great time to learn about the geography and the history of a borough that probably not talked about as much as all the other boroughs.
Interesting. Interesting indeed.
A little bit of everything for everybody, whether you're a New Yorker or not. And I think anybody who's going on vacation or has never been to New York, it's kind of like the History Channel version of a specific borough. But we're stretching it out over a half an hour every week for you. And been doing this now for two years, going on the third season. So we're going to pick up where we left off, starting with episode 122. But like I said, you just won't see my face on the screen. You'll see my logo. You'll see some pictures and stuff. But you'll hear my voice. And like I said, until we get a post editor for that particular situation, audio broadcasts are going to have to be done.
Wow, so much mm-hmm. you've gone through, and you're still trucking along.
It has been an interesting summer. Yeah, hanging in there, still busy with work. In fact, I just came off a 10-hour shift about a day and a half ago, and I'm still recouping from that. So I'm taking this 4-day weekend, of which I didn't really ask for a 4-day weekend, but I got it. So I'm just taking it and relaxing and starting up the shows. Jason Daniel's show is going into season number 7. And, We're trucking along, going to try some new things out. We're always open to suggestions as far as what should be, for music, playlists, that sort, as well as what I should be covering in commentaries. I like to try out new things, and in our 7th season, let's try something we haven't really tried before. I don't know what that is. Maybe I'll come up with it. Maybe somebody will.
Right. And hey, if you've never seen Factor Crap before, it's a really fun thing to do. That's how you get your playlist.
Now this is coming straight from friends. This guy right here who just mentioned Factor Crap, I've never seen you yet play the game. So I'd like to see. Stop participating in it, my man. I mean, you'd be a great candidate for it. All you got to do is guess Factor Crap, take a look at the question, take a wild guess. There's no penalty for a wrong answer, and you too could be on that way to getting your playlists built up and everything. So
you heard it right here first, 30 JK Nation.
I know. And don't you think, folks, that he should be doing this? I mean, really, give your applause if you think he should, because I think for what it's worth, for what it is, I think he should, because, he's a good guy, and he's wiped the floor with the competition.
Yeah. Yep. They just spoken, man.
The crowd has spoken, the majority is there. I think that's for you. Let's start on Monday.
When we start on Monday, because this week has pretty much come to an end, and I'll be putting up the answers probably tonight, if anything, because over the weekend I'm going to be with Stephanie, hanging out, and enjoying the rest of my weekend. Maybe douse a couple beers, and I don't normally do that. I bought a four-pack. You know, if I figured I'm going to drown myself.
That's what weekends for, man. That's what weekends are
it's
for,
it's not
buddy.
Often I get that. It's not often I get that luxury, but I take every advantage I can get on it. So I do take it, you know. I don't take it for granted, and then, you know. But the way the summer's been going, and as far as the weather is concerned, down here in Florida, every day, friends, we have thunderstorms, bad lightning, bad winds, and we got a hurricane coming, as they say, as Danny is trying to make landfall within the next 5 days. So who knows? We may have to prepare for a hurricane. We're ready, but hopefully it'll just bypass us and go its merry way. Florida alone.
Right.
So, but, you know, whatever happens, but we're ready for it.
Right, right. Now, this guy, DJ DH, that's what he goes by. Now, I've heard some of his mixes on your early show just today. And you know what? He's a really good guy. He's a really good guy. And
yeah,
I've heard his
Daniel.
Stuff,
yeah, he is very talented and has did the first playlist for us for the first show for this seventh season. I'm so grateful for him. I thank him, and I said anytime you got, you know, any kind of mixes you want to put together, playlist, you just submit them and we'll do it. And I think that's an important thing, is to get everybody involved participating in playlists. It shows what kind of a mix of music everybody likes. And I always say this, if you can't think of 25 songs off the top of your head for a playlist, you can never go wrong with the decade of the 80s. It's just, you know,
the
80s has so much to choose from on any genre. Or the 70s. 70s, 80s, 90s. But I always know that the 80s was the pinnacle moment for music. Everybody can remember the 80s, no matter how old or young you are. You know?
Right. Back to the Future.
And I just
Day Off. Bueller.
That's right.
Ghostbusters and all that, man. Friday the 13th. Whoa. Now that's going back. I like that. 30 JK Nation, clap if you like that, too. Clap if you like that. Give it up. We love the 80s. We love the 70s. We love everything that's old school. Why do you think I play old school Roland? That's my theme song right there, brother. Yeah. That's right, baby. Give it up for the old school. Woo! Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Somebody's calling on the other end here, DeCanio. Let's see who this is. Uh-oh. Hello? DeCanio?
Hey.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah,
I thought
I'm
you
here.
Dropped on me here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I dropped the first time. I think my computer just cut me right off.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're in a hurricane state, man.
I don't think it's has anything to do with the hurricane. I think it's just that it's been pretty overcast all day today, and the internet's not been pumping too kind about that.
Well, I'm waiting for a surprise call here, and I don't know if it's going to show up or not. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but let's see. While we're waiting, have you any message to give to all your faithful fans out there?
Well, let's see. My message is that, you know, no matter what I've done in the past or what will happen in the future, I just hope that those who are supportive of me continue on that path, and those who have decided to either block me or disband me or for any reason think that I'm a true hater or something of that sort, that doesn't bother me one bit. What's been said about me in Google searches and so on and so forth does not have any impact on me. I'm not bothered by it. Okay, and like I said, I'm just going to move forward, and I suggest everybody who has problems with me just move forward, because it's like, look, after a while, I think we all need to get back to a normal path and just do what we got to do, you know?
And do you have any messages for your enemies as well?
As far as those who have hated me in the past and, you know, who've attacked me because of the truth that I have pretty much given, you have your version, I have the truth, and I know in my heart what I feel is right, and I don't really care anymore about what anybody thinks. I'm not worried about it. It sure as hell is not going to stop me from doing what I want to do, which is my Queens New Yorker, my Diecast channel, and the Jason Canio show. Because those are my three passions. Those are what I have on my plate right now. And I have time to do that, time to have a normal life outside of the computer. And, you know, for what was done to me over the last 2 years, or what I tried to do as trying to defend my channels and stuff, for those people out there who want to think that I have some vested interest in their situation and should be fighting their battles, no. You need to fight your own battles. You need to settle your differences with whoever you hate out there and leave me out of it. And, you know, so.
It's common sense.
It's pretty common much sense, like, right, since there. July 31st. Yeah, since July 31st, when I made my denouncements on those who blocked me from it and so on and so forth, you know, and to those enemies and the other enemies, you know, I don't care if I have more enemies than friends. That's not, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there who've been oxed so badly by so many that they just keep going, taking the hits, keep going, taking the hits, keep going, taking the hits. That's part of life, man.
You get knocked down, you get back up. No matter how many times you get knocked down, as long as you get back up, dust the dust off, you're pretty much all right.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it's all that matters as far as I'm concerned. And you know, if those who really attacked me for the reasons that they attacked me for, then they said they didn't want, they, you know, they didn't really want to attack me. I don't know why they dragged me for 2 years. I mean, all I was doing was pretty much defending my battles and my credibility as a radio personality and internet, you know, YouTuber. So, you know. I fight when I feel that the need to fight is there. If I can't, I'm not trying to make the person, you know, surrender or anything. I'm just trying to make that person aware of the fact that I don't want any more of this. Okay? If I continue to fight and I can't win, and I can't make this person stop doing it, then my fighting is just wasted.
Understandable, man. Understandable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if that surprise caller was supposed to...
Yeah, go ahead. That surprise caller we're looking for. Yeah, we're looking for him, man. We have about 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go here. And we're waiting for you. Whoever you are, bring it on. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I mean, he's even willing to give me an extra 15 minutes to plead your, you know. But like I said, I'm here to talk about things and, you know, whatever the subject is. And if somebody's got something on their chest and they want to ask me, go right ahead. I'm not hiding anything. And, you know, I'm here to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
No. Yep. Oh, next week on 30JK, I will be talking about the movie Straight Outta Compton. Yes, that's right. The biopic of Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, MC Ren, and DJ Yella, NWA, the group behind Express Yourself, Always Into Something, Appetite for Destruction, all those hits. Boys in the Hood, We Want Eazy. Wow. You need to tune in if you are an awesome fan of this group. Yay, yay. 347-857-2310. That's 347-857-2310. That's going to happen on the 28th of August. 4 Central, 2 Pacific, over Blog Talk Radio. You need to check us out. Miss us, you miss out. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. The Jason and Stephanie Show. Anything about that, please?
Well, since it was... I put it on hiatus about since last year, haven't really gone back to it. We're thinking about maybe bringing it back some way, somehow. But I wanted to let you know that my good friend Pete Criscola, who is an expert in the weather and very talented drum player, is one of the newest additions to our show, and he'll be making not his radio debut, but he'll be making his return sometime in September. So I'm looking forward to that. Leo talks about what he's been up to, and I've had the honor and privilege of becoming his friend yet again. We settled our differences, and we now are looking to the future, and hopefully good things will come out of it.
That'll work. That'll definitely work.
Oh, yeah. I'm very grateful that he decided to, you know, it's unfortunate of his, what happened to him in Hawaii, but I'll let him explain that when he comes back. So that way you'll get the full detailed story of it. I think it's his. He'll tell it a lot better than I. So, oh yeah.
Right. So the next time we'll hear from the Jason Buchanio Show, Eastern and Central.
7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. In about an hour and a half, we'll be back on the air with the second show of the seventh season tonight.
And yep. what will be the genre that we'll be hearing?
It's going to be a mix of good songs. We'll talk about the current news of the weird week. We won't give you the horoscopes because we gave you those this morning, but we'll definitely talk about stuff that's covered on Clark Howard's website. Give you some tips about what's going on. And, of course, give you the baseball scores and let you know what's been going on with the New York Mets.
That will be sweet. Thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, man.
I don't see another number here yet. I don't think it's going to come up. Well,
yeah.
we got about... 15 more minutes here before we get out of here.
Yep.
And I really hope that he's listening out there. We need for you to call us. If you have something to say, mystery person, now is your time for you to do it. Because once I unplug this, there goes your chance, buddy.
Yeah, and the invitation was sent, and so there's no there really is not that much of a mystery as to who the invitation was really sent to, but if they're gonna keep holding back like this, I don't know why. One day you shocked the heck out of me and then the night actually happened. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
Once again, Jason Kelly with Jason DeCanio of the Queens New Yorker, the Jason DeCanio Show, and Guy Cass Day.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm.
From the WJDC studios in awesome Oviedo, Florida.
Yep.
And for those of you that don't know who Stephanie Breon is, why don't you give them a very good description of who Stephanie Breon is and who is she to you?
Well, she's my fiance of 3 months, as far as that, and we've been dating for the last 33 months. So, in that time frame, she's been my life, pretty much. Been very supportive of what I do and what I was involved with, and so on and so forth. And it's quite aggravating to have somebody like that who really isn't a threat to you put on a news story, a video, and really just say things that are not true. And, that's
libel.
The worst thing you could possibly do is, I mean, she never was consented as far as the consent to agree to giving out any kind of information. She wanted to be kept very private, but there are just some out there who had to stick their nose in my business, and instead of fighting me, why would you go after my fiance? Why would you go after guys like yourself? Why would you go after Jason Kelly, Chris Kennedy? I mean, why would you want to convince those who support me and try to change their way of thinking? Okay, and to stand for me. Well, you're not accomplishing anything because I have established connections. Okay, my connections to you guys out there, I am committed to it. You have my back, I have your back, and that's the way it is. And you go out there, and if someone wants to go out there and write what they think is their opinion because they think it's free speech, no. I mean, you're entitled to your free speech, but your opinions about somebody, credibility of it all, and at the same time, I don't appreciate the fact that whoever was writing the articles, whoever that may be, seems to think that my girlfriend, my fiance, threatened me to leave if I didn't stop the whole mess that was being done. I could tell you right now that Stephanie in no way, shape, or form has ever threatened to leave. Has never once said, stop bringing this up. Okay, she's listened very, very supportively to the 100% fullness. She sees how I feel. She feels very bad and is very upset. Not at me, but at the person doing the attacking. And, it's very, very hard to kind of not have a day when you have to bring up a subject like that, you know. But that's unfortunately what I gotta do. And you know, to the person or persons who wrote the articles involving Stephanie, please, you know, leave her out of this. She's not a threat to you. She's not gonna fight you. She's the one that, you know. And I'm not even a threat to anybody. Okay, I'm done. I'm done fighting. Okay, I'm going to do my own stuff. But I don't appreciate it when somebody says, "Well, just disappear from the internet altogether." Oh, who the heck are you to tell me that? Okay, who the heck is anybody? Nobody has the right to say that to my face and think they're going to get away with it. Okay, you know, just because I'm not and sticking my nose in anybody's business, I'm out there doing what I want to do that makes me happy. If you're trying to take away my rights of being happy, buddy, or whoever is out there, I think again, okay? I have the right to be happy. I have the right to be who the heck I want to be, say whatever I want to say, and back it up. And I can back it up. That's the
right
bottom line. People out there who tell me I should just go bye-bye and you know, and if that's the way you think that you're going to be, you know, not seeing me anymore, I'm sorry, but I have a voice and I'm going to use it to the best of my knowledge, and I'm going to speak about what I'm passionate at, which is the Borough of Queens, diecast model cars, and the Jason DeCanio show.
In other words, love us or learn to love us, because we ain't going nowhere.
Nope. And I don't care if all my subscribers on my YouTube channels has dropped off the face of the earth. It would not matter if I had one subscriber or 10 million subscribers. Whoever's listening to me at that set time, I know who's listening to me. So I don't have to worry about, you know, and it would be nice to get new listeners, sure. But I'm not going to cry over spilled milk. And I'm not going to worry about, you know, who I offended or what. I mean, you know, everybody on YouTube or Ustream or wherever you are doing podcasts, we'll all say something that somehow offends somebody else, and how we react to it and how we deal with it, that's what makes us all, you know, that's what's different, the way we handle it. But we have to handle it in a way that doesn't, you know, don't make threats and don't dare try to tell somebody to get out of doing what they're doing just because you don't like what they have to say or like what they're doing. You need to move on, not the person that's doing it. You need to move on, do your own thing. That's it.
Yeah. My nature agrees with you, DeCanio. Definitely agrees with you. Thank you for coming on my show, man.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. Thank you for having me on the meeting. And of course, I'll see you in a couple of hours for the next section here, man.
Oh, yeah. So much. Very much so, man. Jason DeCanio. Give it up one more time for Jason DeCanio, y'all. Give it up. Come on, y'all.
Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, all right?
All right, I'll be fine, bro. You have yourself a good rest of your night, and I'll see you tonight on the good time. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Oh, that's right. That's right. Give it up for Jason DeCanio, y'all. Yes. All right. That's going to put a wraps on it for 30JK. Looks like our surprise caller didn't show up. Yeah, there's nothing I can do anyway. Straight Outta Compton coming to you. You want to stay tuned next week at the same time, 4 Central 2 Pacific of a Blog Talk Radio. I'm out of here. Jason Kelly saying horns up, head up, keep your chin up. And as always, in parting, remember, it's a JK thing. Sissy, we gone. Later. This has been a JKFX Worldwide Internet presentation. Thanks for listening. And rock on.